Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2018 is almost over, and in the musical sense, it was a very good year. This hour, we'll listen back to some of the best new music of 2018. Later in the hour, Bob Doerr, host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue and Backtracks, will share his favorites. But first, Mark Simmet and Tony Daner, hosts of Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks, each evening at 7 p.m. They have made their lists of the best new albums of the year, and we've asked them to pick a track from each of those albums. Hello, Mark and Tony.
Good morning, Charity.
Hey, Charity.
Thank you both so much for being here. I know you had to whittle your lists down to five. How hard was that this year?
I think like any year, you know, when you actually look back on the preceding 12 months, there's a lot of great music each and every year. And then it just kind of comes down to, I think, really personal preference, to be honest with you. I've checked other people's top 10 lists, let's say, online, and it's quite a variety of music. It's what you like.
Did the two of you work together?
We texted each other very briefly the other night. There was one that was on my list that I graciously gave to Mark, and
nice.
that was the only collaboration. We active up until that crucial moment, we actually, I think, try to avoid talking about it. Just to see what happens.
That was the only conscious collaboration. Yeah. I think that since we deal with the same music every day, there's a lot of potential crossover between our lists.
Absolutely. Well, and so if you were describing your musical tastes to someone, of course, a lot of us listen to you on Studio One and know that there's an incredible variety of music that you play on Studio One. But your personal preferences, if you were to describe them to somebody else, Mark, I'll let you go first. What would you say?
I was hoping you'd let Tony go first so I could think about it some more. But actually, you know, I have very wide tastes in music, but what comes to mind is smart lyrics seem to be important to me. I mean, the music is important as well. But if the lyrics are, I don't want to say clever, but let's say a few notches above the typical lyrics, that gets my attention. You know, really great arrangements and production that is new and fresh, let's say, and not the same old, same old. When you hear a lot of music, if you hear something that sounds like it could have come out, you know, 6 months ago, then it's like, okay, what's new? No, maybe 6 months. I'm being facetious now.
Right.
You know, it's new. It's new and it's good. It's creative.
It catches your ear.
It has life to it.
What about you, Tony?
Well, there's exceptions to everything, but I generally go for things that feel kind of loose, kind of feel like the band had an idea and then 15 minutes later we're in the studio making it happen. I like things that have, you know, like a very immediate sound, really just kind of a let's see what happens with this record and hopefully it turns out. I do tend towards things with guitars and piano. I am not super into the electronic side of things. And here I'll point out that if Sydney Howard were here, our other co-host, she would have a pretty much the opposite answer of me on that one. So
right,
just put in a little shout out for her.
All right. Now, let's get started with some music. And Mark, you're going to give us your first pick first. And these are not in in order of preference. These are just your favorite five from the year, right?
Well, actually, in my case, my first pick is as soon as I heard it, or let's say the second time I heard it, I thought this is my favorite album of the
wow.
year. I just knew immediately. And that doesn't happen very often.
Love it first listen.
Yes. The rest of them, you know, could be interchangeable. But Car Seat Headrest is the artist. Twin Fantasy, the album, which is actually a remake of a 2011 lo-fi album that he did for Bandcamp. It's great stuff. Here's a song called Bodies.
We'll be right back. choruses come, it'll be more rewarding. I would speak to you in song, but you can't sing, as far as I'm aware. Though everyone can sing, as you are well aware.
All right, just a little bit of Bodies. That's from the album Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest. Your love at first listen of the year, huh, Mark?
Second listen, actually. The first time I heard it, I thought, yeah, this is okay. And then I revisited it when Car Seat Headrest appeared at 8035 this summer. And as can sometimes be the case, you know, if it takes a couple listens for the music to sink in, then it's really good. And I thought, wow, this is great. It just really hit me that time. I've listened to it again since just to make sure that wasn't some kind of strange day I was having. But yes, I still think this is the best album of the year.
All right. Okay, Tony, it's your turn. What's on your list?
Okay, my first pick is, and this year my list is not in any particular order, which is kind of a departure for me. But we will start with Nico Case, who is a kind of thought of as an Americana or alt-country singer-songwriter. She's also a member of the band The New Pornographers, who appeared on this show last year on one of our lists. But she's really known for her voice. She has a one-of-a-kind voice. And she collaborated with some of her friends and former bandmates in her most collaborative album ever. This one's called Hell On. And normally when I'm picking an album for somebody, I'll say, here, put this on at your next barbecue or listen to this on a road trip. You should just sit down with a cup of tea and just listen to the album and do nothing else. This song is called Last Lion of Albion.
Tiny business late, don't let the cattails fool you. Down in the bottom, when nothing is born, sleeps a silver dollar with your face thereon. Wish I could trace the frowning compass of your mind. Drop a mercury down at a Roman drain and summon Mars.
Bit of The Last Lion of Albion, Nico Case from the album Hell On. And Mark, we're back to you.
Next on my list is the Toon Yards album of 2018 called I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. Toon Yards has been around for a while, and Meryl Garbus is the person behind Toon Yards. What strikes you about this band is the percussion and the rhythm that are always there. It's kind of jumpy music, I guess you could say. And many have observed that it seems to be influenced by African music. And Meryl Garbus addresses that in one of the songs, talking about white privilege and cultural appropriation. And she's always observing the world and herself in her music. And it's just a great album from Toon Yards. And this is a song called Heart Attack.
right, just a taste of the song Heart Attack. Toon Yards is the band. I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. We are coming up on a break here in about a minute and a half. Tony, you think you can tell us about your next pick really quick?
I sure can. Betty LeVette, a 72-year-old blues R&B soul singer, also well known as an interpreter of rock music. And her new album is called Things Have Changed. It is all Bob Dylan covers. She picked these songs out personally, and they are mostly lesser-known songs from the Bob Dylan catalog. Well, maybe not greatest hits. They would be well-known to, you know, anyone who listens to Studio One. But it does include this very different interpretation of The Times They Are a-Changin'. Betty LeVette.
All right.
Gather round table wherever you're wrong and admit that the waters around you have grown. Just accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your breath is worth saving, you better start swimming or you're gonna sink like a stone. 'Cause the times, they're changing. Said the times.
Betty LeVette, The Times They Are a-Changin' from the album They Have Changed. And we'll be back with more new music picks in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa.
With your pen.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're listening back to some of the best new music of 2018. And of course, opinions may vary on what the best new music of 2018 is. If you go to Spotify and you search for Iowa Public Radio, you can find the opinions of not just Mark and Tony, but a number of our other staff members. Clay Masters has shared his list. Also, Caitlin Harrop, one of our talk show producers, Madeline King, Troy Vogel, Dallas Tuttle, Sean McLean, and of course, you have your own opinions as well. Coming up in a few minutes, Bob Doerr is going to join us to tell us about the best new blues music of the year. With me right now, I have Tony Daner and Mark Simmet. They are hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks, and they have picked their top five favorite albums of the year, and they've each pitched us a song to share off each one of those albums. And of course, we'll also be publishing this list at iowapublicradio.org later on today. And Mark, it is your turn again. What's your next pick?
Well, next on my list, Charity, is a band called Super Organism and their self-titled debut album. This is five musicians from five different countries. They met and they interacted online, and then they eventually started writing and recording music together. Such a 21st century concept there. The main voice in the band is a Japanese-born teenager named Orono Noguchi, who went to high school in the United States. And their debut album is very fun and inspiring and surprising. Doesn't take very long to listen to, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Here's one called Something for Your Mind.
I know you think I'm a psychopath, Democrat lurking in the dark. This sucks, I'm the Kmart soda jerk, served to trash. I kept the stash of coca candy straight from Japan. Called my grandma and she was never as young. You know what I need to get by.
Something for your mind.
All right, Something for Your Mind. Super Organism. The album is Super Organism. The band is Super Organism. That's pretty trippy, Mark.
That's you could call it that. And sitting here listening to it, I'm thinking, you know, that here in the radio world, that sounded like an edit there, that they took something out, something for you, and then a bit of a hiccup and mind. But I think they just planned it that way, just to mess with you.
All right. Tony, you're up next.
Okay, my next pick is from Courtney Barnett, making her third appearance in 4 years on one of my lists.
This says quite a bit about you, doesn't it, Tony?
Yes, it does. She is no longer a rising star. She's a full-on rock star. This new album is called Tell Me How You Really Feel, and this one took its time to grow on me. This was another Not Quite Love at First Sight album, but then I bought my own copy and listened to it nonstop in the car and said, okay, this is a great album. And this, for some reason, this is my favorite song off of it. It's City Looks Pretty.
Courtney Barnett from the album Tell Me How You Really Feel. The song is City Looks Pretty. So were you listening to it obsessively before you even noticed that you were listening to it obsessively?
I think kinda, yeah. I think I just forgot to take it out of the CD player, much to my benefit as it turned out.
All right, Mark, you're up next.
This is the band that Tony and I both wanted to have on our lists, and Tony graciously allowed me to have King Tough.
All right. Well, that's great to know, because that's a double endorsement.
It is. It does give a little
even
more weight.
Yeah?
More weight to that one. King Tough is a guy named Kyle Thomas. His stage name is King Tough, and now his band is called King Tough as well, from the West Coast. Plays with other artists that Studio One listeners may be familiar with, like Ty Siegel and Jenny Lewis and Michael Cronin and others who appear on this album. But he plays most of the instruments himself. Just a very tuneful kind of garage rock album, I guess you could say, although that makes it sound a little rougher than it actually is. But great music from King Tough. The album's called The Other, and this is Psycho Star. Psycho Star, King Tough. The album is The Other, a double endorsement today, a song that showed up on both of your lists. And Tony was kind to give that to you, Mark, but Tony, that meant you got to pick six.
Well, I'd never thought of it that way.
All right. Boy. Tony, what's your next pick?
Okay, so my next pick is a perfect example of what I was talking about earlier. This is an album that on paper I wouldn't be into, but for whatever reason it got its hooks into me. The band Arctic Monkeys they're well known for kind of having loud electric guitars and kind of punk garage sounds on their albums. So when they announced they were putting out another record this year, the band's fans, I think, quite reasonably expected more of that. Instead, Arctic Monkeys put out a piano-driven concept album about a luxury resort on the moon.
Huh.
This album is called Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. And let's just hear a song. It's a 4 out of 5.
Way. Start your free trial today. Come on in the waters, lovely look. You could meet someone you like. You're in the meat of your strike. It is that easy. Lunar surface on a Saturday night. Dressed up in silver and white with colored old gray whistle test lights. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. It's such an easy flight. All getting gentrified. I put a taqueria on the roof. It was well reviewed. 4 stars out of 5. And that's unheard of.
The Arctic Monkeys, a real departure. The album is Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. The song is 4 out of 5. I wouldn't have picked that out as being the Arctic Monkeys, Tony.
Yeah, I don't think most people would have, and I really admire them for doing not what was expected of them, just following a specific vision, a very specific vision in this case.
And they nailed it for you.
I think so.
All right, Mark, what's your last pick of the day?
Well, number 5 on my list for today is a record that actually does appear on many people's best of the year list for what it's worth, and it's Mitski's album, Be the Cowboy. Got a lot of attention in the indie rock world that we deal with here on Studio One, and other critical acclaim as well. Again, a Japanese-born vocalist, coincidentally, Mitski Miyawaki, and she gets 14 songs into just over half an hour. Very succinct, very clever songwriting, great arrangements. And the song I picked here, it utilizes the metaphor of a washing machine for how you feel. And I just love the way how when you listen to it, it does evoke a washing machine.
Mitski, the album is Be the Cowboy. The song is Washing. It certainly hits with the clever lyrics, which you were talking about earlier, Mark.
Yeah, Washing Machine Heart is actually the name of it. And, you know, sounds like a washing machine. And I guess that's kind of a silly metaphor, but, you know, a lot of...
there have been sillier metaphors used.
A lot of indie rock can be called silly. But that's why we love it.
All right. And Mitski's been announced in the lineup for the Mission Creek Festival in Iowa City.
That is correct.
Coming up this spring. And Tony, your final pick of the day.
Yeah, my last pick could not be more straightforward, which is why I like to pick it for the end of these things. Shannon and the Clams from Oakland, California. They combine all kinds of influences here. Classic R&B, surf, 60s girl groups, 80s punk. And their latest album is called Onion, and it is just a perfect rock and roll record. take this with you on your next summer road trip, or you know, plan for your next summer road trip. It's not coming for a while, I guess. But this song is called The Boy.
Shannon and the Clams from the album Onion. The song is The Boy. That does sound like summer. Tony and Mark, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charity.
Tony Daner and Mark Simmet, hosts of Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks, heard each evening at 7 p.m. And, of course, we will publish their lists on our website, iowapublicradio.org, later on today. But you can also find their lists on Spotify. If you go on Spotify and search for Iowa Public Radio, you can find their lists along with the lists of other IPR staff members who've picked their favorite songs of 2018. And speaking of other IPR staff members who've picked their favorite songs, Bob Doerr is here, host of IPR. Blue Avenue Sundays at 5 p.m., Backtracks Saturdays at 2 p.m., and Beatles Medley Sundays at 6:30. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Charity.
Well, it's lovely to have you up with the sun this morning. Feeling good?
Oh, this is my annual test of my clock radio.
Good. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that it worked. And now, you cheated a little bit on your list, but that's okay. Bending the rules is part of what makes you great, Bob. So, we'll get to the cheating a little later on, but you want to just start us out with your first pick today?
Certainly. Kevin Burt. I think you had Kevin on.
I did.
Kevin Burt is the biggest blues story in our state, both figuratively and literally, I think. And Kevin won the International Blues Challenge solo duo competition in Memphis in January of last year. And he has just started to ride a huge wave. I don't think any of us really have the idea, the total concept of how big this is for Kevin. And
I hope we don't know yet, because I hope this just keeps going and going.
Oh, the guy has got so much talent and is persistent, works really, really hard, has networked, will take any gig that he can get at any time. Lately, he's been out on the East Coast a little bit. There's a world tour possible for Kevin Burt. What a fantastic thing. All of us in the Iowa blues world should be very, very proud of this guy who has persevered beyond, norm, I guess. But huge talent.
And a genuinely nice, kind, lovely human being, too. So couldn't
Indeed.
Have happened to a nicer guy.
Indeed. So the album was produced by Kid Anderson. This guy is huge in the blues world. They flew him out to Northern California. Fantastic record called Heartland and Soul, and this one is Real Love.
Now when you think about it, babe, it's been a long, long time searching for love like you found in me. You kept asking for it, praying for it, hoping for it. And when you found it, baby, you wouldn't open up your eyes so you could. I was right here, my dear, I'm ready to give you more. Still, I had so much in store, honey. You never needed enough. Baby, open up your eyes, and be glad we found each other in a real life.
Kevin Burt. The album is Heartland and Soul. The song is Real Love, and we'll be packed with Bob Doerr's best new music of 2018 in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we are listening back to some of the best new music of 2018. With me now, Bob Doerr, host of IPR's Blue Avenue, Sundays at 5, Backtrack Saturdays at 2, Beatles Medley Sundays at 6:30. And we started off with your first pick today, Kevin Burt's album Heartland and Soul. The song Real Love is what we listened to. Was it a good year for blues, you think, Bob?
I think it was. There was a bunch of releases by veterans, some new people, and quite a few women again. I think a couple of years ago I called it the year of women in blues, and there was quite a few women involved also. My next pick is for those people who are interested in acoustic blues, and kind of different here, Curtis Salgado, who has won, I think, 7 Blues Music Awards from the Blues Music from the Blues Foundation in Memphis. It went acoustic this time around. Salgado, by the way, was the prototype of the Blues Brothers. John Belushi met him out there in Oregon, and many, many, many years ago used Curtis Salgado as the prototype for the Blues Brothers. He's out with a acoustic record this time with a guitar player named Alan Hager. There's some classic cuts, Big Bill Brunzi tune, Muddy Waters song, Sonny Boy Williamson, but they wrote quite a few songs of their own. The CD is just a fantastic array of acoustic blues. I think we got So Near to Nowhere set up for this one.
Yep.
There was a hound's tooth around her neck. She's mumbling something underneath her breath. My chest pulls tight like a hangman's rope. I can feel the fire, but I can't smell the smoke. When I broke her heart, she hoodooed me. 1,000 nights of troubled sleep. It's been like this since she's been gone. In my house, that's not a home. Oh, tomorrow, who knows? Tonight, who cares? And it feels like I'm next to nothing.
All right, that was a little bit of Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager, So Near to Nowhere from the album Rough Cut. What's next on your list, Bob?
Another one from very earlier in the year. You know, quite a few times when we have lists like this at the end of the year, it's dominated by what you've been listening to for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
But there were a couple on my list that came out very early in the year and just stayed with me the entire year. I am a noted traditionalist. Look, if I don't get up before 11 o'clock in the morning, normally you can count on being traditional for me. Anyway, it's kind of the return to the blues from Nick Moss, who's been off on these tangents of almost being a rock guitar player the last couple of years and kind of delved into a soul bag there for a while. This year he got hooked up with harp player extraordinaire Dennis Grunling, who's been playing with Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones for quite a long time. They have put out a fantastic record. It's called The High Cost of Low Living, and this is the title track.
Take
Nick Moss Band with Dennis Gruenling, The High Cost of Low Living. What's next, Bob?
I have to admit that I'm embarrassed that I just in the last couple of years discovered Colin James, who's been playing the blues forever and has won virtually every Canadian blues award. It's just been the last couple of years that I have discovered him. Fantastic guitar playing, really great vocal phrasing on all of his records. Really like this latest album called Miles to Go, and this one is I Will Remain.
Darkest night, just before the break of day, when you need someone to help you find a way, when all is gone, I'll help you carry on. I will remain.
Colin James, I Will Remain. The album is Miles to Go. I'm tempted to just play the rest of that, Bob, but
yeah, let's just let it spin for
right.
The rest.
No, let's move on to your next pick.
Okay, well, I think I say this every single time. I tell the story of knowing Danielle Nicole forever. Every time she puts out a new record and I'm on one of these year-end reviews. Danielle Nicole, I knew her. She would come in and sing with her mom and dad's band at a place that I played regularly in Kansas City called Blaney's Bar. Her mom and dad's band was Little Eva and the Works. Then she joined some guys from Kansas City in a band called the Nortons. And that band kind of dissolved when she and her two brothers started a band called Trampled Underfoot. They became internationally famous out of Kansas City. And now she's been out on her own for a couple, three discs. I think this is on virtually everybody's blues gotta have list for 2018 under the contemporary blues moniker. The album is Cry No More, and this is a Hot Spell.
From the album Cry No More. What a voice. And Bob, here we come to the cheating part. We said, Bob, pick your eight favorites. And you didn't. Did you?
Well, yes, I did. I called three women's new releases as a tie. So,
so you picked 10.
I came in within. No, well, I came in with. Okay, I picked 10. Jeez.
But you got very clever
They're all Midwestern women. They have all played in Iowa. A couple of them are playing Winter Blues Festival in Des Moines the first weekend of February. Joanne Parker from Minnesota. Who else is on
Ivy
the list?
Ivy Ford.
Oh, Ivy Ford from Chicago.
And Heather Newman.
Right. And Heather is originally from Omaha and now lives in Kansas City. So I called it a tie, and we're going to hear just a few seconds of all three of them. Let's start out with Joanne Parker.
All right.
Do you talk to her like you talk to me? Do you tell her that you love her? Say she's all you need. Oh, do you tell her she's the best thing you've ever done?
And now Ivy Ford.
Jumping, jiving in the joint from head to toe. You know we're all born.
And Heather Newman.
You'll never love me like I do you, but now, baby, don't let it make you blue. Just don't let me slip right through your hands. It's hard to share your love, baby. Just try and understand.
All right. Tied for sixth place on Bob's list. Joanne Parker, the song was Envy, the album is Hard to Love. Ivy Ford with Girls' Night, the album is Time to Shine. And Heather Newman, the song is Share Your Love, the album is Burn Me Alive. Very clever, Bob. All right, moving on. What's your next pick?
This is unabashed self-promotion here. Monday will be the 44th Christmas Eve that I have hosted the Rockin' Christmas Eve show, so I had to slip in my favorite 2018 Christmas release. Lots of really, really great Christmas releases this year, including the first Eva from Eric Clapton and Rodney Crowell's Christmas Everywhere, but the best holiday release on my list is from J.D. McPherson. It's all about socks.
Early Christmas morning, sneaky as can be, I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree. Pick out a gift from Mom to me and bring it to my ear. Give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks. This is the worst gift I ever got. It doesn't beep or buzz or bop or rattle in the box. Then why'd you waste the paper on a lousy pair of socks?
All right, JD.
We're not talking about the IPR socks
that we were talking about last week. No, JD McPherson.
That would be
with
a
socks.
Cherished gift there.
Actually, I could use some socks for Christmas if anybody's listening. But anyway, that is hilarious.
All right, so my favorite blues release.
Your favorite blues release. This
Everybody
is the big
knows
one.
I'm a harmonica player wannabe. So is it any surprise that harmonica player is my favorite of the year? You may not know George Bacharach, but he is known as Big Harp George. The guy used to be like a public defender and taught law at the University of California Hastings College of Law, has become an expert commentator on law and politics in the Middle East, and now is my favorite harp player. Big Harp George, the album is Uptown Cool, and this is Some Alternative Facts.
Thank you. So if you're flying low, discontent with your life, and you're ready to make a move, what's it gonna be? Man or mouse? Don't get shackled by the truth.
All right, a little darkness there from Big Harp George. Alternative
facts.
No,
that's some humor.
Right? I hope so. All right, alternative facts from the album Uptown Cool, your favorite blues album of the year.
The man can play harmonica.
Yeah, wow. All right, and of course, we always love to hear about your favorite reissue of the year, too, Bob. And I'm not surprised to see that there's a certain foursome that makes an appearance there.
Well, at first, it was actually quite a difficult choice between the Bob Dylan, there's kind of a alternate Blood on the Tracks thing that have just been released called More Blood on the Tracks. But, you know, the Beatles' White Album, it has the demo disc from the Escher tapes that were made at George Harrison's home recording studio prior to the release of The Beatles. That's what it was called. Everybody calls it the White Album. But just a fantastic remix of a classic record. And some of the demos are, I like them better than the original releases.
All right, so
like
definitely.
Honey Pie.
Definitely worth a listen. And Bob, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Warm clock works.
So good. We'll test it again next year, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And of course, Bob Dorr is always busy through the holidays. He'll be doing his Rockin' Christmas Eve on Iowa Public Radio on Christmas Eve. He'll also be spending New Year's Eve on Iowa Public Television. And we're going out with a re-release of Honey Pie from the Beatles' White Album. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Of the silver screen. Now you're always on it, la-la-dee-dee-dee. Da-da-da, now Honey Pie. You were driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong.